Welcome to Spiritual Changemakers, the podcast that guides you through tough times with practical tools and inspiring stories. I'm Andrea Thomas, your host and the Sacred Transitions Coach. Join us as we hear from spiritual changemakers who have connected with their higher power and overcame adversity. Whether you are navigating a difficult transition or seeking to deepen your spiritual practice, our podcast provides guidance to help you find magic in the change. Come on this journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and transformation with us and unlock your potential to become your best self. Welcome, beautiful souls, to a new podcast episode. I am your host, Andrea Thomas, and I'm so excited because today I am going to share with you 5-5-5. What do I mean by that? It's five lessons I've got in 5 weeks from 5 in-person workshops I have done here in Koh Phangan, Thailand. So if you have not listened to my latest solo podcast episode, where I share with you about my journey on the mushroom ceremony, please go ahead and listen because it's going to make a lot of sense on how I ended up being here in Thailand when in December, I literally decided to stay in Bali. I applied for a 6-month visa and I came here to Thailand for just a visa run. And I'm here 2 months after. And today I'm actually going to do another visa run because I'm planning to stay here longer. For how long? Not sure. We shall see. But I came here on Koh Phangan to do a retreat on how to learn to do in-person workshops and retreats. So it was a facilitator training retreat. And it was super transformational for me because after I went out from that, I was like in it, like action. And not just that, but my energy has been like on fire, literally on fire. Of course, I had my downs as well. It's always a roller coaster. It's a matter of how do we learn how to handle it. But in general, I really have been on a roller coaster, on taking action and on creating. And I have done every single week since I'm here in Koh Phangan, one workshop in person per week. So I want to share with you in today's podcast episode, what are the lessons that I have been learning by doing this, by experimenting with this new way of building my business, of exposing myself, and of facilitating experiences for people in person, because it's so different than the online space. And at the same time, I want you to know that if you have never done anything in person, there are definitely skills that you can bring on from the online space into the in-person. And one of them, it's your knowledge, the knowledge you have been accumulating for however long you have been doing this. For me, I have been in the personal development since 2017, in the coaching world, 2019. So I have so much freaking knowledge and experience. Because if you are just a little bit into the human design, you must know that I am a reflector and I'm a 3-5 reflector. And 3 stands for experimenting, for trial and error. And 5 is impact. Like having an impact is super important for me. So what I have noticed, even in this hat of doing in-person events, is that I have been going first. Like, I think I'm the only one from the retreat that went out and just went boom, like doing workshop after workshop after workshop after workshop. I don't think there is anyone else from the retreat that has done that. And because my role here is to experiment is to have this trial and errors and then come to you, what I'm doing right now, come to you and share with you what are the lessons that I have learned through experimenting all kind of different things. So for me, I help my clients a lot from my own experience. It's not just the knowledge. Yes, I do have a lot of knowledge as well, but it's not only the knowledge, it's truly the experience. And that's what I believe makes me so freaking powerful at what I do, at coaching people, of guiding people, because I do that a lot from my own embodiment, from my own experience, instead of just being a mental thing. It's an embodiment. So let me share with you the major five lessons I have learned from doing in-person workshops. And this is especially for you if you are thinking to start building maybe your business with in-person events. If you want to do a hybrid, which is what I'm doing, which it means I'm doing in-person events, but I'm also like bringing people from the in-person to the online space. So I'm having a hybrid, both. I don't want to have just one or the other. For me, it's super important to combine the two. So it's going to be very helpful if you have this episode, if you have a desire to do in-person events and to start building your business this way. So the first lesson that I want to share with you is that you have to be willing to suck. You have to be willing to suck. And that's the reality. When we start doing something new, we have this expectation that we already should be at a certain level. And then we compare ourselves with our mentors, with other people that maybe have been doing this for years. But you have to remember that whatever it is that you start, at the beginning, you're gonna suck. So you have to be willing to suck. And for me, when I say I sucked from the beginning, not necessary, but it was quite uncomfortable at the beginning. And when I would go out there and right before the workshop itself, I was like so nervous. I'm like, oh my God, what if I'm not gonna know what to say anymore? What if I'm not gonna remember? What if people are gonna be bored? You know, I dealt with a lot of limiting beliefs that, thanks God, now I have the awareness to witness them and not to let them stop me. Because if I would let stop all my limiting beliefs, I wouldn't do shit. I would just stay in bed or just go to the beach and do nothing towards my business, because I do have a lot of limiting beliefs like everyone else. And this is what I have been learning on the process, witnessing myself and witnessing other people, and especially the successful people, that we have to remember that every single one, it's dealing with limiting beliefs, it's dealing with fears, everyone. There is no one person that it's excused from that. And I remember having a conversation recently with a friend of mine, and he was telling me how he was working for this like very big coach who has made millions and millions of dollars in his business, speaking on stages, having thousands of people in his audience. And he said that when he worked for him, he saw him before he did a training call taking a pill to calm his nervous system. And he was shocked. He was like, what's going on? Why do you take the pill? And he said, I need to take this because I'm so nervous. Imagine that. A person who has been making millions of dollars and spoke in front of thousands of people, it's still nervous. But the difference between those people and the successful people and those that are not successful is that the successful people are willing to do it despite the fear. They are not waiting for the fear to dissipate, to disappear in order for them to take action, because that's just an illusion. the fear is not going to disappear. It's just going to become maybe smaller, and you're going to build a different relationship with your fear when you're going to take action. But it's not going to disappear. It's going to show up under different ways. So the first lesson and the first thing to remember is that you do have to be willing to maybe suck at the beginning when you start doing something new, and allow yourself to take the feedback that you receive from people. And this is the second lesson that while I was doing the workshops, I literally had people messaging me, "Oh my God, I cannot join today this workshop. Are you going to do it again next week?" Like, people were literally coming to me and they were like, "Oh my God, I couldn't join. Are you going to do it again next week? Can you let me know when you're going to do it again?" And I was like, "Oh my God, this never happened to me, that people would just come and be like, when are you doing the next one, you know?" And I was like, this is quite interesting. And the subject I chose to do the workshops on was visioning and goal setting. And I was like, why? Like, yeah, this applies to majority of people, to a lot of people, but why there is so much interest on this? And what I have noticed is that where I'm here in Copangan is that the majority of workshops are on tantra, manifestation, yoga, you know, very here, like the crown chakra. And I haven't really seen any workshops other than mine that deal also with the root chakra, which means, okay, it's amazing to be up here and be connected and spiritual and so on, but how do we actually ground and apply and take the action in our day-to-day life? And this is the beauty of what I'm doing and what I am freaking amazing at, to bring the crown chakra and the root chakra together. Because what I do even in my workshops, I do this beautiful visualization, and I even like bring people into the Akashic Records, and I play a lot here, and I connect them with their soul and with their higher self and so on, which is awesome. But then it's like, okay, now let's ground the information we have got, the insights we have got, and let's ground them into taking the action. Like, what are the goals? Where do we want to go? And making sure we create these goals aligned with our highest self, aligned with our soul, aligned with our values. That's super important, and not just chase something just to do it. So I would say that's one of my expertise, and it's beautiful to be able to actually bring that here onto the island and offer it to people, because it's truly something that they need. So pay attention to the feedback when you do something, because I have done 4 workshops on goals and visioning, and then I've done 1 on the art of seduction, and so no, there were 3 on goals, 1 on art of seduction, and 1 on prosperity activation. So these are the 5. And when I've done the goals, people were constantly coming to me and like, when do you do next? That was amazing. And I will receive like awesome feedback afterwards. But then the art of seduction was a pure disaster. It was a pure disaster. And this is where I'm telling you that you have to be willing to suck. Because I have actually done it with somebody else. I collaborated with someone. And this is another whole big topic that I can talk about. Like, how do you say yes to collaborations? What do you do when you feel that it's not in alignment? And do you continue or do you stop? So I chose to move forward with the art of seduction. It was a very nice guy that asked me, let's collaborate and let's do a workshop together. And I was like, sure. I didn't even know the guy, but I'm like, yeah, I'm all about collaborations. So let's do it. You know, I had no freaking clue what I say yes to. And we ended up spending probably over 20 hours preparing for a 3-hour workshop where we would meet every single day for like 3 hours, 4 hours sometimes. It was insane. And I was so freaking drained afterwards. And then I couldn't connect with the topic. I'm like, why the heck did I choose this topic, the art of seduction? Yeah, I like it, but am I an expert in this? No. And I was the one that chose the topic. And when we did it, when we went there and we did it, we actually had 28 people coming, which is like a wow number here in Copangan. But from my perspective, it was a disaster because we didn't engage the people. We didn't. It was so much theory. It was freaking boring until the end. But I was able to look at it and take all the nuggets, all the lessons, and be like, okay, next time when it's about the collaboration, I am definitely not just going to say yes out of the sudden, you know? I will be more careful who I match myself with, because then I'm also going to be here for a couple of months and, you know, like people get to know you, build a reputation and so on. So it's very important who you associate with and for the energies to match. That's very important. The third lesson, so the first lesson was to be willing to suck. The second one is to listen to the people, listen to the feedback that you are receiving, even afterwards, after the workshop. Ask people, how was it? What did you like? What you didn't like? And be able and be open to receive that feedback so you can grow. The third lesson is to create a journey. Create a journey for the people that are coming to your workshops. Because what I have done was like, hey, I've done the workshops. I was like, I've done it. That's it. Now let me plan the next one. And what it happened? Meanwhile, I actually lost the people that came to the first workshops because I didn't do anything to take their contact, to stay in touch, to like put them in on my email list. So really look on like, how can you create a journey for these people and where do you want to take them next? And for me, I was having already this thought that, oh my God, I can go so much deeper into visioning and goals, and I can go into what are the limiting beliefs and the blocks. And like, I can go so much deeper into this subject, but I don't have time in 2 hours to do it. So I was thinking I would love to put a 1 or 2 day mini retreat together for this, where I go like super deep with people. So I was keep having this thought, but I haven't applied it yet. And then the last workshop I've done, one of the girls, she was like, you know, you could really do a 1 or 2 day retreat out of this. And I was like, yeah, thank you for the confirmation. So that can be a journey. Yes, where I would bring people on. Like my plan now is to do every single week the goals, the visioning and goals workshop. And then after these 3 weeks or 4 weeks, I prepared this 2 day experience, this 2 day immersion, where every single week I'm going to invite people into this 2 day experience. So it's like a higher ticket. And I'm actually going to be able to help people much deeper and much more personalized than in the workshop itself, because my plan is to make it small. So not to have a lot of people, so I can actually give individual attention to each and every one of them. Another way to create a journey is think, okay, how can you collect their email address if you want to do a hybrid like me to bring them into the online space? Like collect their email address and tell them you are going to send them something. I don't know, a cheat sheet, a meditation, whatever it is, something that also has to do with the workshop you have done, the team. Another thing you can do, of course, take their phone numbers. This is something I have done, so I can have even like closer relationship with them and stay in touch and invite them to my next workshops. So really think about like a further vision and not just the workshop itself. And as I said, I'm telling you this as my lesson, because at the beginning, I was just like, oh, yes, I'm better. And that's it. Now I can rest. So that's the third lesson, to create a journey. The fourth lesson is to shift and adapt. And what do I mean by that? This has to do actually with when you do the workshop itself, because you go there prepared. Like, I would have even like 10 exercises. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and this and this. You know, you want to do everything you want. But then when you are there with people, it's very important to shift and adapt based on the people you have in the workshop, based on their energy. And this is something I actually have learned in the retreat where I've done the facilitator training retreat, how to read the field, how to read the energy of the people and actually give them what they need instead of staying stuck with your own plan. Instead of being, no, I have this and this and this prepared. And that's all I'm going to do. I don't care if they don't like it. I don't care if they are born. I don't care if they are falling asleep. No, it's being willing to release your own agenda that you created in order to fulfill their needs, in order to like put people's needs, those that are in the room, higher than your own agenda. And know that when you create your structure, when you create your exercises, leave it like a framework. Don't stay attached to it. Allow yourself to release it, because also you are going to, if you are open, if you are connected, you are also going to receive guidance while you are in the workshop with what people need, with what is going to benefit them. You are going to feel the energy and also receive the guidance. And I would say the best experience comes out of that. For example, in the last workshop I've done, the prosperity activation, I had to take them through a small meditation where they were connecting with their first money memory. But when I started guiding them through the meditation, what came through, it's actually to go much deeper and connect them with their inner child. And then I asked them to connect with their inner child to see what they needed. So I went like very deep into that meditation because I was guided to do that. And I felt that that's what they're going to benefit off. And they had amazing breakthroughs out of that meditation. So this is just an example to really allow yourself to trust. To trust. And as much as you prepare the information, which is great, know that so many times when you are connected with source, with God, with the universe, things are going to come through that you didn't even know you knew. And that's the beauty of it. So trust and allow yourself to shift and adapt. So that's the fourth lesson. The fifth one and the last one that I'm going to share with you in this episode is to showcase your expertise. Showcase your expertise. Depending on what is your expertise, are you a healer? Are you a coach? Whatever it is your expertise. For me, it's I am 100% a coach and then a healer. But first, it's like a coach. It's like comes super strong. And the feedback I got from the first workshop was, you know, it was very helpful and beneficial when you gave one-on-one feedback, when you coached people one-on-one and everyone else witnessed. And I was like, okay, that's good to know that that's beneficial and it helps. And then in the last visioning and goals workshop I've done, I actually have opened the floor a lot to that. And I coached almost, because it was a smaller audience, I had 6 people in that one. I was able to be like very intimate with each and every one of them. And I coached them on their goals, on like getting the clarity. And then I had each and every person coming up with one specific action by the end of the workshop that they will take today. Like not tomorrow, not in a week, not in 2 months, but today. And like, it was wow for me and for them. And before that workshop, before I've done that workshop, I have to tell you that I got sick. I was sick. I was feeling terrible, like especially headache. I had such a bad headache. And while I was approaching the workshop, I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to do it because I have a good excuse now. I do not feel good. So I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to cancel it. You know, it's just easier. Anyways, it's Saturday because I chose Saturday to do the workshop. It's Saturday. No one wants to do a visioning and goal setting on Saturday at 2 p.m. And no one is going to show up. And I'm going to pay for the venue. So I'm just going to lose money. And, you know, on and on and on, like the limiting beliefs that I was telling you that are coming through, they were so freaking strong. And then I started observing even my, like my physical symptoms. And I was like, is this part of my self-sabotage? The fact that I got sick, it's me pretty much telling my subconscious mind that I'm afraid. I don't really want to do this. So let's do something so I don't have to do it, you know? And I'm still coughing from being sick, as you can hear. And while my mind and everything was telling me, yeah, you should cancel because you don't feel good, I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm not going to cancel. I'm going to go and I'm going to show up and I'm going to do my best with where I'm at right now, with how I feel. And that's it. If I cannot be like super energized and whatever, whatever, how I usually am, that's okay. I'm not going to be. I'm going to tell people that I don't feel great and I will do my best, but I will show up even if just one person is going to come. And I went there and there were six people that came up. And I swear to you that the moment I started the workshop and I started teaching, I started like being in my element, like this burst of energy like came through. And I didn't have a headache anymore. I didn't have symptoms, like nothing in that moment. And I was like, whoa. And what that showed me is that, yes, it was part of it, it was self-sabotage. And then second, that this is my dharma, that I am meant to do this. Because during that workshop and after the workshop, I was like so lifted up and I was like, let's freaking do this. And people were saying that they get activated and inspired just by my energy. So it was freaking amazing. And I'm so proud of myself for pushing through. And I don't really like the word pushing, but for moving forward when it would have been so easy to give up because I had all the reasons, you know, and especially my mind was telling me all the reason on why I should not continue, on why I should give up. So showcase your expertise, because what has happened for me in that workshop, I actually made an offer at the end for people. I offered like a one-on-one for the next 24 hours for like a very low price to allow people to get me even more. And I had three people booking that out of six. And they told me that the reason why they booked, of course, they liked my energy. They felt like they trust me. But they also told me that we have seen how you coach and how you can be this like very soft and feminine, but also like very on point. Okay, leave the story and really tell me the goal. Let's get to the goal. Let's get to the action. So they saw that I can help them get to the root, get to the fire of actually doing something. So make sure in the workshops you're doing, you showcase your expertise. So these are, I would say, on the big overview, the lessons I have gotten from doing 5 workshops in 5 weeks. So 5 lessons from 5 workshops in 5 weeks. And I'm going to continue doing them. And I have done first and foremost this reflection for myself. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I think actually a lot of people could benefit of hearing about what I have been learning by taking action, imperfect action. And I really want to remind you that the clarity comes with action. Whatever it is that you are doing, if you are just thinking about it, if you are just wishing you would be more clear, this is one of the first advices I got from my mentor when I started my mentor, my business. He said, if you are overwhelmed, if you overthink, then you need to take action, because that's how the clarity comes. So my invitation to you today, if you have listened to this podcast episode, that means you are interested to do in-person events. Yes? So what is the first action step you are going to take as a result of listening to this podcast episode? So you actually move forward. So you actually create and not just consume. So move from just being a student to be a teacher as well, and allow yourself to play in between the two worlds while you are learning, while you are exploring, while you are doing something new. But don't just be a student. Don't just be on the sideline, because that doesn't serve anyone. You are not going to impact more people and help more people only by learning and not sharing what you are learning. Because I have done that enough. Like, I was the best student ever when it came to personal development and coaching. In these last 7 years, I've done 5 coaching certifications. I have done tens and thousands of courses. But then when it came about teaching and when it came to applying, I used to have constantly this feeling that, oh, not yet, because I don't know enough. I'm not good enough. I need to learn more. I need to learn more in order to go and teach others. And this is such a bullshit belief that we hold, that we need to know more. We need to know more, because this is one of the biggest gaps we have in today's world, that we just take so much information, we accumulate so much information, but then we just store it for a little bit and we forget, because we don't apply it, we don't integrate it, we don't embody it, and we don't teach it. So now, when you hear this, I hope you, it's gonna like put you out of your seat, because I'm here to challenge you. I am here to tell you that it's enough to just be a student, that it's freaking time to go out there and share your expertise, because you are a freaking expert, and I know that. So it's time. Stop waiting for the perfect time, because it's never going to come. And commit to your dreams, commit to your desires, commit to yourself. Commit to the people that are out there just waiting for you, because they are only going to be impacted by your voice, by your experience, by your vibration, by your energy. We need right now, more than ever, the light workers. The people that want to do good in the world, the people that want to make an impact we need them right now to step up and share their light. It's time. So share with me, either here in the comments or send me a DM on Instagram. I'm always checking my DMs and I'm answering my DMs. Share with me, what is that action step you are going to take as a result of listening to this podcast and for going out there and sharing your voice, sharing your expertise. Thank you for tuning in. I freaking love you. And I'm so excited to continue this journey with you. New things are coming on this podcast. It's going to shift. It's going to change. It's going to up level the same as I am. So stay tuned for the new and amazing things that are happening. And if you're not on my email list, make sure you join, because I have just done a 21-day to manifest abundance. So I will send that over to you. Just send me a DM with manifest abundance and I will share that with you. I am going to start charging for it. So before I start charging for these amazing cards and information and resources I have been sending, send me a DM so I can still share it with you. As a thank you for being here, for listening, for being such an amazing supporter for this work, and for trusting yourself, for trusting your intuition. I love you. I appreciate you. And I believe in you so freaking much. And I'm so excited for us because this year, it is the freaking year where we are going to create magic together. So stay close by because amazing things are coming. Thanks for tuning in to Spiritual Changemakers Podcast. To stay connected and help us reach more people like you, please subscribe, follow, and leave a comment. Join our community of spiritual changemakers on social media to connect with like-minded individuals and continue the conversation. Remember, the power to create positive change is within you. Keep showing up as your best self and let's keep the magic of change alive. Until next time.